Okay, tell me your name and what do you do?
I'm Brenda Stevens. I'm on the Orange County School Board.
And I'm Penny Gluck, and I'm at the Orange County campus of Durham Tech.
And I'm Christine Kelly Cleese, and I'm also with Durham Tech.
All right. One takeaway from Lawrence.
I was just saying that I love how well the entities partner on all of the projects. It's not ours or theirs. It's not theirs or mine. It's ours. And we like that. And I would hope that one day our community could do a little more than that, because we have two school systems, two libraries. We've had two museums. You know, I'd like to have to work together better. I'd like to do more partnering in our county.
And for me, the partnering was spectacular to see how well Lawrence, either they lied or they're doing it very, very well. I'm being facetious. They were very, very gracious hosts. And I think the other takeaway for me was just being able to see again our different community partners, and hoping that we really can come together to work on some priorities.
I'll keep with the theme and say that that when the right people get around the table and everybody's voices are heard equally, and we can all agree on what is the big idea, that we can create energy and positivity and work with community partners to make really big, important change happen.
One thing that you saw that you want to take back to Orange County, or that you want to avoid taking back to Orange County? Penny first.
Yes, I really do love the way the school system has worked together with post-secondary to provide some additional career and technical education offerings. That was awesome. And they also partnered with the Boys and Girls Club, which was unique to see, and possibly something we could do.
Brenda?
Let me dovetail with that. That's great, great idea. Great, Penny. I love how, and there are several community college or technical institutions, community colleges coming together, about four of them, and they all work together, and with them working together, they can offer so much more. Consequently, the people in the community are getting more because of the working together. Partnering again, there we go.
Yep.
Christine?
And I think the other big piece of that is business and industry buying into that and seeing what their role is in creating the pipeline for students to get the training and the internships and the employment that comes out of that, keeping the talent there in the county.
Most surprising thing you saw?
I love how, now I heard there's so much money in the community, and they're just putting it in for the stadiums and the parks, and I was stunned by it's because they have community buy-in, and if they have the funds, they're supporting the efforts. I was just shocked that people were donating property, just millions of dollars, to help the community.
Yeah, I would say that too. The private partnership was definitely really surprising and motivating to be able to try to do that locally.
Yeah. I think I was pleasantly surprised most by the sense of community and collaboration among people with very, very different constituencies that they serve and different needs that they're trying to meet. But overall, they're working together, and we're very clear that that's at the core of what they do there.
Other thoughts?
No, I mean, I guess other than some of the key leaders that we at least saw on panels, there wasn't as much diversity as I thought there might be.
That's true. I think it was also really nice. There's a portion of what we did in our sessions of called Did You Know? And did you know what we are doing in our own community? And many of us need to hear more of that and what our strengths are that we can build on now that we're coming back home.